Hello, welcome to Living La Vida Lockdown, the online comedy chat show hosted by me, Rob Mulholland. I hope you're well, excited, having fun, sat in your fucking house. Again, we're here. It's 4:20. Again, I've got an awesome lineup today. This is going to be a quality one. We'll go around and introduce them as we go. Next to me here, we've got Jen Collier.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Thank you very much for coming. Good to see you. And down in this corner, we've got Clayton Jones.
What's happening? Oh, sorry, I'm black. Sorry.
Yeah, we'd pick that up, mate. Yeah, cheers. The hand gestures really nailed it in.
It's because I'm mixed. I don't know what to do. The thumbs or it's just hard.
Yeah, do a bit of both. Do an awkward hello for a white guy and then throw a gang sign as well. Yeah, beautiful. Then underneath me, we've got Jake Lambert.
Is that what the white
guy does? That's white. That's very white. That is extremely Caucasian.
Beautifully. Well, I feel uncomfortable. I might be leaving this.
Good to see you all. Thanks for coming there. All first timers today. Good to have you on. So we'll find out where you are, like what your lockdown situation is. That's a good starting point, I think. Like, Jen, where are you at? Who are you with?
I'm in my parents' house in North Wales.
Oh, that sounds quite nice. Like, is it like countryside?
Yeah. Oh, super beautiful. Countryside. Let me see if I can show you a bit of.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's proper countryside.
Oh, it's like
wow.
Escape to the country, isn't it?
It's unreal. Like, that looks
freezing.
Looks like Last of the Summer Wine out there. Like, you expect to see an old man in a bathtub going down that hill, don't you?
You might. Later.
Yeah. Wow, so that's awesome. Oh, so how's it with the family?
It is great.
are they watching? Yeah.
No, it's it.
Blink twice if you need help, Jen.
It's actually really lovely. It is super nice.
Oh, good.
I come here quite a lot anyway.
People say they lie. You know, when they keep touching their face. It's really nice.
You're not meant to do that anyway at the moment, innit?
Sorry.
Was I touching my face? Sorry. No, I come here, like, when I gig up north, I quite often come and stay up here out of choice.
Mm.
And then before the lockdown happened, I was like, oh, my work's been cancelled. I'll just go pop up to North Wales. And then lockdown happened and I was like, I guess I got to stay here.
Yeah, but well,
you were stuck there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to go back to London because although I love my housemates, one of them works in a hospital. So it might be quite coronary.
Yeah, that might be a bit ronery. And like London is the worst place to be right now.
That's
putting it out there.
Yeah.
It's rammed. And like London's shit anyway, isn't it? So
no, it's
like
not. Stop that now. I'm leaving this.
So Clayton, I'm guessing you're in London at the moment.
But come on. You didn't know that.
Whereabouts in London are you, mate?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't live in London now.
You don't live... All right, well, where you at now?
I used to come from London, so you need to rein that in with the London.
I don't give a fuck, mate. Northern boys.
Northern boys. Northern boys.
So where are you now, Clayton? What's your lockdown?
Me and my wife and my two sons.
It's sad delighted.
We've got two teenage sons, right? Because before lockdown, I never saw them. And now it's lockdown, I never see them. Nothing's really changed.
Yeah,
it's
like...
They just sat on the couch.
It's not a terrible time to be a teenager, to be honest. Like, you just got to, like, stay in your room with the internet, innit? Like,
well, some fun go out anyway.
Yeah.
They're online all the time. They don't do anything, so...
Yeah, I feel like a proper granddad at the moment because I'm loving the fact that I don't have any kids, but next doors do, and like I can hear their kid playing Fortnite really loudly through the wall constantly, and I want to fucking strangle the little cunt. Like honestly, like he can probably hear me right now. These walls are very thin, and if you can, I'm gonna murder you in your sleep as soon as I'm allowed out.
Yeah,
as soon as
you're allowed out.
Yeah, as soon as... when we're allowed out, mate.
But I will not break the law.
Mate, I will take a 15 stretch for a murder, but I'm not having a 60 quid fine for breaking social distancing. Where are you at, Jake?
I am in London.
Which bit?
I'm in southwest London.
All right.
Very nice.
Are you in a Wetherspoons currently?
Yeah, I'm broken in. Is that right?
No, it's just your settle.
Are you saying that my background to my house looks like Wetherspoons?
Hey, they're in some lovely buildings, Wetherspoons. You know, they're...
Yeah, thank you very much.
I mean, that's they do ruin them with their choice of furniture and whatnot. I mean, I think that was a par.
Anyone going in Wetherspoons, Rob, worried about the furniture.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's like, it's one of those companies...
I'm also thinking, I think you need to replace this couch.
It's one of those companies that just doesn't have to give a fuck. That's why, like, their CEO at the moment's just like, fucking give a fuck, lick a lamppost, fucking snog a nana. Who gives a shit? Like, get Corona out there.
Get rid of the furniture and just sit on the floor.
Honestly, if they did, people would still go, right? It's like, yeah, you know, you can get pints in there for £2 still. Like, I used to go get double whiskies in there for £2.20. Like, if it was sawdust on the floor, like, if you had to wade through half a foot of human shit to get to the bar for a £2.20 double, I'm fucking there.
You stop slagging off my house.
Is Wetherspoon's London price is the same as up north?
I think it is, actually, yeah. Like, yeah, I think they just, like, do it across the board, yeah. Like, we subsidise you. In the north, we subsidise your Wetherspoons, so you should be fucking grateful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's cheap enough down here. If it worked like that, you get paid for going in there up north.
Yeah, but, like, Wetherspoons beer is like oil at the moment. They pay you to take it.
But sorry, yeah, I'm in the spare room on the bed. The study was apparently for actual work.
No, it's non-taken. Like, I very much know my packet order at the moment. Like, my girlfriend is downstairs doing a proper job currently, and I have to like sneak through while she's on like business calls. Like, I fucked it the other day. Like, she was doing a quiz with her workmates, and like she shouted through to me. She was like, quickly, Rob, comes from the hickory tree, and I shouted back at the top of my lungs, "Deez nuts!" And I didn't realise she wasn't. She was on a video call and with her like boss of like a really big company, and it went really silent. And then she was like, "I'm on. They can hear you." And I went,
well, at least
is it an almond?
Did you just say it, or did you get them out and jangle them?
I jangle's a lovely way of putting it. I definitely do think you jangled bollocks. But no, I didn't. There weren't, thankfully, no. There was no need to get them out because I was wearing, as I always am at the moment, I'm wearing tracksuit bottoms. So, you know, the outline was visible without any removal.
Me and my wife had a quiz, actually. We went out food shopping. One got out of the car and I stayed in the car because I drive. And we had a quiz because my wife's wife. We had a quiz because she's pop music. I'm rap, so we had a rival quiz on the way down to sing. And it's quite surprising, actually. She knows nothing about rap music, but sings along with me.
What, just only on certain words?
Yeah, just the odd bit. Yo, yo.
Just like a fucking hype man.
Khaled for no reason. I could have done that. I could be DJ Khaled.
Oh, man, anyone could be DJ Khaled. Like, it's not a difficult job. Like,
what is he stealing a living?
Oh, man, unreal. Like, have you seen the state of him at the moment? He's just had a kid. Like, DJ Khaled without a barber is fucking crazy. Google photos of Khaled now. Yeah, he's just had a kid.
He had the kid.
Yeah, well, he didn't give birth to it. It's not like some fucking Danny DeVito shit. Like...
Well, I definitely know who you're talking about, so this is great.
Do you not know who DJ Khaled is?
Do you know what? I get confused because there's also an American singer just called Khaled, isn't there?
Look at us older people.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? I want
to know more. We need to rein him in. Do you know who the Beastie Boys are? Do you know who the Beastie Boys are, Jake?
Yeah.
Name me one of the Beastie Boys.
Confused with them and the ones that sing Go West. Who sings Go West?
That's the Pet Shop Boys. Pet Shop Boys. Very different vibe. Very different vibe.
Pet Shop Boys, some Beastie Boys.
Some boys.
I don't think Pet Shop Boys were Nicky VW badges.
Tell you what, we actually...
You've top trumped my wife there because you've got a rock.
Yeah, at least one. Like, Clayton, the three of us, actually, me, Jake and Jen, we did a quiz the other day. It was on Jen's birthday. It was online for Next Up. And Jen was, it was her birthday, and she was shit-faced and still beat Jake.
Rubbish. Do you know what? They asked me, one of the questions was like, what is the main airline in Germany? And I wanted to say, like, the... Luftwaffe or something. I was like,
that's not the end. That's not an airline.
Yeah, I didn't want to offend anyone, so I was like, I'll leave it.
We're flying stag do's to Kavos in a fucking Messerschmitt.
Because I thought, if they think that I do know, but I've just said that as a joke, it's really awful. So I was like, I don't want to say it because I think it's really bad.
So what did you say?
I was thinking of Lufthansa. I didn't say anything. I think I passed in the end for everyone's sake.
Yeah, fair enough.
I had a nightmare.
I didn't have that button in my brain to go, no, filter that one out. And so when they said, what's the president of the United States, vice president of the United States, I said Joe Biden. And I felt so...
It used to be, though, didn't
it? It did used to be, but did used man, to be, yeah. I felt so stupid. I do,
do you know what, right? Do you know what? I know a lot of people don't like Donald Trump. I get it, right? As a comedian,
I'm very excited for where this is going.
It's funny when it comes on. It's just brilliant. I'm like, come in here, come on, let's watch him. He's going to fuck up. It's like he's like the Duke of Edinburgh, isn't he? You know when he goes on the telly.
I tell you what, I kind of feel, though, like he's a bit like a character off Little Britain. Like, I'm over it. You know, he's done the same gimmick forever, right? He goes on, he says he's great, he denies everything, he fucks up a word like Covfefe, and people on Twitter go, ha ha ha, look at him, ha ha. He said Covfefe, ha. Yeah, is he still president of the free world? Yeah, still. So fucking, you know, I don't think it really matters if he can't fucking type a tweet.
They had a bloke on the other day because Virginia want to end their lockdown, don't they, Virginia?
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a bloke on there. And do you know what? I recorded it because it was that comical. He stood there, he's got his jacket on, and he said, I want to get out of lockdown. That, I don't know if that's a Virginia accent, but I don't care.
I don't think it's anything.
Yeah, I'm not bothered. I'm black. I could do anything.
It wasn't yours, so we know it was someone else. That was fine.
And he had a badge on that said, guns save lives. And the reporter was speaking to him, and she went, what about the lockdown? Do you want to come out of it? He went, yeah, yeah, I do. He said, what's the badge about? And he, under his jacket, and he had two guns in his... what sort of person is that?
Oh, mate, it's crazy.
I'm black, and I don't carry guns. I should, but mate, I don't.
It is like the craziest shit about America. Like, can you imagine what Britain would be like if the kind of, like, on a Friday, Saturday night in town centres, if people had guns? Like, it's bad enough when they've got an empty bottle of WKD. They do enough fucking damage in the centre of Newcastle. Like, we can't have... You can't have British drinking with Nerf American guns. Access to guns. You just cannot do that.
Nerf guns. I'll take my son's Nerf gun out on a night out. Yeah?
Oh, how good would that be?
That would be sick, actually, if everyone just went out tooled up, like,
imagine.
Got tanked.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
If the police pulled you over and said, have you got a gun? You just went... Back off, mate.
Yeah. Just firing him with Nerf.
Not Woolworth. It's got liquid in it. Do his eyes.
Like, I genuinely think in every town centre in Britain, this would improve, like, the culture of Britain if every town centre had, a UFC cage in the middle of it, right? And, like, if you start a fight at any point in the night, you go in the cage until the fight's over, and then you come back out and you go back on with your life. Because, like, what would happen in pub fights? This is from experience of being a barman in a rough pub for a number of years. Fights would escalate where it would start off with two people arguing, but then someone else gets caught with a stray punch or a bottle, and then they're in, and then their mate's in, and then you've got 40 people in a fight, and that's very hard to control. So, like,
the old school ones. You know, at school when you had a fight and you never really had a fight, everyone just kept on pushing you. They just pushed you into another blow and you did this for about an hour, then it all broke up. They were great fights, no one got hurt.
Oh, the only fight I ever got in, it started off pushing and slapping, but then it turned really dark because I just grabbed the girl's hands and all my nails broke off in her hands.
Oh. Oh, you fucking Wolverined her. Wow.
I didn't reveal that.
No, that's great. Like, I've just gained a new level of respect for you. All right, don't fuck with Jen. Jesus. Like,
are you still friends with her?
No.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a fight,
what are you
Jake?
Doing?
Say it again, Rob.
Have you ever been in a fight? Yeah.
Jake's how many fights have you had, Jake?
Oh, God. I'm trying to count them all now.
Tell me something, Jake. A fight is a contest. You get knocked out, that's not a fight.
Yeah, no, that's just getting punched. Like, my ratio of getting punched to being in fights is very high.
Then none.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I have definitely been hit way more than I've thought. I don't ever want to be in a fight because they're always pointless. But, like, you know, the only other times when I was working in that pub, it happened a lot though. I got punched by four separate people in one fight once.
In one night,
right, mate? Right, I'll tell.
It's good of you to still keep count.
I'll tell you a tale. Right. So in my hometown, there's a thing called the bed race, right, which is like it's in Knaresbury in North Yorkshire. It's a little market town. And the bed race every year, it's kind of what it sounds, but it's not real beds. They're sort of made out of scaffolding. And they have six people push them around.
Is that thing on the telly with the straw either side?
It's a little bit like that, but it's not quite as dangerous.
It's not televised.
It's not televised. But like, it's massive though. Like 200,000 people turn up to my town for this. It's huge. And everyone just gets hammered all day. It's like, it's just everyone like from the town, because we've seen like the race thing so many times. We just go get shithoused. And on one day, the theme was British rock stars. So I was working behind the bar of the main pub in the town centre, dressed as Freddie Mercury in the I Want to Break Free video. So fake tits, moustache, stockings, the whole lot. And I'd been getting drunk all day because it was bed race, and that's what everyone from my town does. So I was behind the bar, like near blackout drunk, like really badly. And people are buying me shots while I'm working. I'm fucking steaming. About 1 a.m., we were open till 4. About 1 a.m., it's 8 deep at the bar all day, crazy. Yeah, 1 a.m., it started kicking off a bit. And because I was pissed, I was like, I'll sort this. So I vaulted the bar. And like all the regulars were like, it's the smoothest thing I ever saw you do.
Quite easy because you are quite.
I'm quite tall, but like I could have stepped, but I vaulted, right?
Make it like Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm not an athletic man. Like, you know, it's just drunk confidence pulling me through. But as soon as my feet hit the floor, someone punched me in the face. Then like his brawl kicks off. I went to try and grab him. As I was trying to drag him out of the pub, his girlfriend fucking smacked me in the face. Then it turned out one of the bouncers had gone to move their car, so the other one was like, I can't get involved without a partner. So we just watched me get punched by loads of people. Yeah, so that, like, you know, I'm not much of a fighter, but I can take a fucking hit. Did you ever have anything in your hometown
Rocky
like that?
There. That's a Rocky, isn't it?
Yeah, Rocky 19. This time is bed race. Like, did your hometown have anything like that though? Like a weird, like, little event that happened all the time.
We have a scarecrow festival around here,
right?
Which is a little Hills Have Eyes. It's a bit weird.
Oh, that film was on the other day. Where is here for you?
Me, Chorley. Yeah.
Chorley.
Why have you changed the way I've said that, Jake? Chorley. I said Chorley. You went Chorley.
Let me just correct you.
I'm from London, mate. Don't leave me up here.
They've got the lovely little theatre.
Yeah, yes. Chorley Little Theatre is one of the sickest venues, isn't it? Like that, right? The reason we all love it is because of like how they hook you up in the green room. Let's be real. It's
amazing. You feel like you're more than you are.
I took a boomerang of the spread.
It's ridiculous. Like we all love it because it's a beautiful little theatre and it's a great gig. It's a really good place to play anyway.
Yeah.
But the fucking green room is next level. They just give you all the food, right? There's like sandwiches and crisps and cakes and drinks and sweets.
Chorley
there's like
cakes, obviously.
Big, cakes,
big jars of pickle mix. Halfway through they were like, oh, do you want some of the local organic ice cream? Yes, I fucking do.
Yes, I do.
Oh, unreal.
Frederick's, little advertisement for them there.
Yeah.
Frederick's ice cream place around here. Have you heard of Frederick's?
I haven't, mate.
Right, it's a big thing round here, and everyone queues up for miles.
Right, so in Yorkshire, it's Ripley Ice Cream. In Ripley, a little village in Yorkshire, yeah, there's an ice cream shop there that everyone goes to for a Ripley ice cream. It's a proper thing.
Round here. COVID-19 isolation, they're open.
Fair.
Obviously, ice cream doesn't matter, does it? It's different.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
You've been grounded.
What, a bleach-flavoured ice cream now?
Bleach ice cream, that sorts it.
Yeah, lovely.
Does it not feel like this lockdown's like you've been grounded?
It is a bit.
And you've done nothing wrong.
I 2 months before it, so I'm fine.
You're just riding it out. It's like, imagine if you were on house arrest now, you'd be fucking so delighted, wouldn't you? Like, you know, what a win. Like, Freddie Quinn got a driving ban just before this.
No.
Yeah, so he's riding out his driving ban when there's no driving to be done. Unreal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How long is he banned for?
I think it's like 9 months.
4 years.
Yeah. I think it's 9 months. He just got like 12 points.
What
like.
You say, the conspiracy theory is Freddie Quinn started COVID-19.
Yeah.
Get out of the driving ban. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. like,
what
if
did he do? What did he do to get the ban?
I don't know. I think it's like cumulative. Like, I've got 9 points.
Have you?
Yeah, like kind of unluckily though. Yeah, one. Well, like I'm quite unlucky because I'm quite a good driver, really. But like, I got three of them. I got two speeding tickets on the same night. I was coming. This was years ago, right? I was. This is how long ago it was. I had just won a Spiky Mike Gong show. And right, and I went off.
He thought, do you know what? I'm gonna put my foot down,
mate. I was buzzing. I was like, it doesn't get any better than this. I've just won a gong show in Nottingham, 30 quid in my pocket. Thank you very much.
I'll spend that
place and let you off.
Yeah, so I got two speeding tickets on the way home from that because I crossed county lines. I was doing 56 in a 50 on the motorway, and I crossed county lines. So Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire got me, the bastards. So I got 3 points and that to do a awareness course. And then I got another 6 because I was driving without insurance because I'm ADHD and I missed a payment. Like, that was literally it. God. So, yeah, fucking brutal.
Do you know what really annoys me? You know the speed awareness course you went on, Rob?
Yeah.
I've done one, right? Do you know what really annoys me? I went on one. I've sat on this table and there's a bloke next to me and they ask questions, don't they? And everyone's like, oh, I wonder what that can be. And this bloke's putting his hand like, oh, that's school, that wanker at school that keeps going, I've got this. And he's getting them all right. Like,
yeah, all right.
I was doing that too. I was like, they sound like a cool person, actually.
And he's going to me, I know all the answers.
I just need the answers.
I know all the answers. What are you doing here, pal?
Yeah, no, it's totally that. It's like the people who ask extra questions at the end of a lecture or in that sort of thing. It's like, we all want to go home. Just fucking Google it if you're desperate to know.
Knowledge is power and rules help control the fun.
Jenny, you read the terms and conditions. Jenny, do you read the terms and conditions?
In every language.
No. He's laughing. He's like me. Yeah, whatever, mate.
Oh,
when
mate.
I did my speed awareness workshop, I got given a business card by a pimp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Pimp my ride.
So, wait, like, just to clarify, to solicit you for work or to offer you services?
I think he, so just to put it in context, it was quite a few years ago. So I had a few less miles on the clock. And this guy, he's not very clear about what he actually does, but it's something to do with models and something about Polish people. And then he gives me a little card and I still can't really tell what his job is or what he's advertising. It's like his business card, but it's got like silhouettes of women. And then I went home and I said to my mum, I was like,
there's no way that's not dodgy, is it? Like, yeah. There's no legitimate business that you have a silhouette of a woman.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just a really sexy dentist.
Oh my God, no.
So I was like, okay, there's something weird about this. And I said to my mum, what? I said, there's this guy who gave me his business card. I can't really tell what it is. And she said, his name isn't Jules, is it? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, he's a known pimp.
So how does your mum know him?
because she worked on the post at the time. She was a post person. And
I've never heard him called that before.
And I said to her, why do you think he's a pimp? And she said, well, when I used to deliver to him, he used to answer the door in a dressing gown. And I was like, then I'm a pimp. But I think he was just a pimp.
And it depends on the type of dressing gown, right? If it's like a furry, fluffy one with a coffee stain down it, right, that guy's just chilling. But if it's like a silk kimono with a dragon.
Old school.
Yeah. Like that guy's pimping. Yeah.
With a silhouette of what's underneath.
Wow.
You're taking it to the next level there, Jenny.
I went out on a date with a pimp.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like she was a
what
female
a great
pimp.
Conversation starter.
Well, yeah, she brought it up pretty quickly. I went round her house. It was really weird, right? Like, I met her on like Tinder and she's like, just come round, which is a level of trust that is, you know, foolish, to be honest. Like, you know, like I'm all right, but fucking hell, just don't just invite random dudes off Tinder into your house straight away, surely.
Yeah.
Anyway. Went around and like, we just chatting. She showed me like she'd got like a phone. Basically, she'd started doing like web design, but then she'd ended up working for a porn company, like doing their porn site. And then this guy was like, look, I've got this phone that if you basically answer it and like connect people, you make loads of money. So like, yeah, she's literally a massive middleman. Just pick up the phone and go, yeah, Sally, I'll see you at 6. And then just call Sally and take
oh,
like
Sally.
Fucking. Yeah, poor Sally. Yeah.
Jake, do you know someone called Sally that's pissed you off?
No, it just doesn't sound like if I was going to pay for it, I can't imagine Sally's who I'd be after. You'd want a pseudonym.
You would. I told the story of the old show I used to live when I accidentally went to a brothel when I was blackout drunk. But in the strip club that I was in before the brothel, there was a stripper who accosted me and my mate because we went on like a Monday night, so it was like rough. It wasn't like a good time in there. And there was a stripper who introduced herself as Bev. Bev. Oh.
Yeah, so I've been just offering you a drink.
That makes me want to give a woman money. Bev.
Bev.
Guys,
not like
the girl
Crystal.
The broke the nails off in the hand was called Bev.
What?
Whoa.
Well, maybe me and my friend paid her a lot of money for services we didn't understand.
Show me your hands.
Really weak grip.
Nice. Now it's full circle. Now she digs her claws into other people.
Do you know what? Just a really weird thing, right? When I gig in Sheffield, this is a really weird thing. Years ago, when I was like 17, I went to Tenerife.
So years ago.
Not that long ago.
So imagine this story in black and white.
2 years ago, when I went to Tenerife, I met a girl out there who was getting married, right? And she was on a hen do, etc. And we ended up fornicating, doing this for the younger viewers. And she said to me, right, listen, she said, I'm getting married next week, but I'd like to sleep with you. So I was 17. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Right. And then she said,
you home wrecking hussy.
This scares me every time I gig in Sheffield because she said to me, I'm getting married next week. Do you want to come up after I get married? No. And she said, well, you can't snap me out because my parents don't like black people. We can stay in the hotel round the corner. And I'll come and meet
Yorkshire.
Every time I gig in Sheffield, I just think I'm going to bump into her. She's going to go, why didn't you come to the travel lodge? What a weird scenario.
Yeah. Is that the hotel she meant? Because Sheffield's notoriously rubbish for hotels.
Is it?
I'd love to know where she wanted you to stay. Yeah, I always have to stay outside Sheffield.
Shed.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you actually fornicate with this girl?
Jackie, I love that we're still going with fornicate.
I'm like Paxman.
Get out of that one, Jones.
Room. Did you put it in?
My kids are in the other room. I've got to be careful here. Yes, we kissed twice.
Twice.
No, three times. Sorry, three. Sorry.
I've just got to close the window because the rain's coming in.
Oh, yeah, it's gone mental, man. But yeah, my problem is I've done all that in like my hometown, which is a small place. I gig in my hometown like every year, and like it's like a thing that like people come to now. And I got off with like some random people after that who I definitely shouldn't have done. So thankfully I really don't miss drinking and being single. To be honest, it's made my life a lot.
As much now, Rob.
I don't drink anything, mate. I haven't drunk alcohol since January last year. So,
well done.
Yeah, thanks. Wow. Yeah, I don't think anyone who knew me before then, no one's surprised. Like, no one's like, why did you stop?
Do you feel really different, Rob?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Like, I'm
really drunk. Yeah, I don't
really
drink alcohol.
Right, like, so I did like prodigiously, I was quite good at it, but like also like the thing with it was it just got too chaotic. My life, it was just too much of my life. It was just too much of everything. Like, I wasn't like waking up and drinking. I wouldn't get like the shakes if I didn't drink, but I was getting hammered like 4 or 5 nights a week, like. Black coming out of blackouts in casinos in different
like
cities.
Level.
Yeah, no, well, no, not that far. No, like.
But now, the Jenny.
Yeah. But yeah, I never wanted to be this prick. It was like, oh, you know, like getting sober was great. Like, I always was like, fuck that guy. And then I just had a break because I was tired. I just had like such a big bender for so long. So I just stopped for a bit, and then after about 2 months, people were just like, you look amazing. What's changed? And I was like, before I would tell them that I wasn't drinking. And it was like, oh, okay. So my life's just better for it.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
You know Ouzo? Do you know the drink Ouzo?
Yeah, I'm aware of it, mate. Yeah.
Right. When I went to Crete a few years ago on a lad's holiday, it was like 3 years ago now. I had no money on the holiday, so what I used to do is buy a bottle of Ouzo. Mum makes you go out for a meal, and I used to have Ouzo and a bag of Cheetos, and I used to neck them and eat it all because I didn't have money to go out, so I could be pissed all night and save cash, right? And what happened is, when my missus come down from up north, this area, here, with my two northern kids, come down to see me, she went, oh, I've got you some Ouzo, Clayton. Do you remember the holiday? And I was like, oh, I love Ouzo. One little sip, good night. Why is it on holiday? It doesn't seem to affect you much, but in England... Yeah.
You didn't have gone. Your Cheetos with it, that's why.
It didn't line his stomach with his Cheetos.
Oh, Jake!
The balance is all off,
Christmas
man.
Christmas present wrapped up now, isn't it?
Like, that has got to be the worst vomit you could make. Cheeto paste with Ouzo. Like, you are creating issues for yourself later on. That's like fucking napalm, that, surely. That is a stain that is not coming out. Like the most impressive,
I like Ouzo.
Like I do like, look, there is a big bit of me that misses like a lot of the fun that drinking gave me, and I would never shit on drinking. I loved it. Like, it's just I'm done with it now. I look back on it like a retired sportsman with his playing career. Like, you know, I'm proud of it. I'm glad it happened, but like, now it's time for me to move on. Oh, some unreal ones. I think the absolute pinnacle might have been a night in Edinburgh. Me and Sam Gore. Like, Sam Gore drank 20. He drank 32 double gin and oranges. Right, in a session. I was with him. I saw it. That's like 15 pints of orange juice, right? He gave himself, genuinely, he gave
that's
himself...
the worst thing about that.
He gave himself vitamin C poisoning, right? The next day he had to drink gin and tonics until the evening when he went back on the juice.
God, I hope it was all right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, neither of us were all right. Like, you know, this wasn't like a healthy and happy period in our lives, but it was fucking fun.
Oh, God.
I once drank absinthe.
And didn't stop.
It was actually on my next, so I started drinking when I was 13, but obviously. I started when I could drink legally. I thought I'd step it up a notch, and
absinthe will do it. That is a step up.
Yeah, and I had it like 4 days after my 18th birthday, and my eye bled.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a.
Why did you drink it and poke yourself in the eye? I don't understand. Would you miss the mouth, Jenny?
I drank.
Like
2 days sober. I drank it, and that night, chundered, and I went to bed. I took a little empty ice cream tub to bed with me in case I was sick in the night. And I did wake up in the night, and I was like gipping very strongly, but nothing was coming out because I had already been sick. But while I was doing it, I felt like in my eye, and I was like, that's weird. A fly must have blown into my eye in the night or something weird. And when I looked in the mirror in the morning, the white of my eye was just like scarlet.
That's madness. See, like popped a blood vessel or something. Yeah, maybe the strain of it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not ideal. That is a red flag at that point. Absinthe's a bad drink, man. It's just like, no one needs to be drinking absinthe ever. I don't know anyone who has a story that starts with "we drank absinthe" that ends with anything other than a horror.
Like, I just drink cider.
It's never that's how drink... we met, is it?
Like,
I only drink cider now.
Yeah, that's a much safer way to go.
Nice.
I got given absinthe by a hotel concierge guy in Serbia. I was there with my ex, and so we drank.
That sounds like a hostel.
Yeah, it was a really like beautiful hotel in Serbia because their money's bullshit, so you can afford to live large over there. I went out. This was like my fucking mental ex, and we went out to like these they have floating nightclubs on the river in Belgrade. It's amazing, right? They're called splavs, and like some of them are like shacks, some of them are just boats they've converted, some of them are like amazing slick nightclubs. It's sick. So like, we were going down there, and then like we got out of a taxi to go, like, you know, got there, we get out. And I was like, right, we just go down here. And she goes, it's not that way, it's this way. I was like, look, you can see them, they're there. She goes, it's not that way. Why don't you believe me? I was like, because I can see, because we've been here already and I can see it. And then she just like flipped, and she just looked at me, went all like cold, and then just screamed, rape, at the top of her lungs and kept screaming it, right? And yeah, it turns out Serbians understand that word, right? And like, so all these like massive jacked like Serbian dudes come like grab me, and they're all like surrounding me, like shouting at me, like these. I'm shitting myself, obviously, right? She's like fucked up a bit with all like these like women talking to her. Eventually, after a couple of minutes of like explaining and like trying to break my English down and using like a couple
Google
of
words, translate. Give us 1 minute, lads.
Basically, right? Look, what I did at first to convince them was just like Ingielski, which means English, and then do the drinking motion, because like they just think of us as pissheads like that. They totally do. Everyone was just like, when we were ordering shots, they'd be like Ingielski. So I just said that. And then luckily, Serbian dudes as well, like whilst they understood that word, they also, I don't know if feminism's as much of a thing in Serbia. So I don't know if they give as much of a shit. So like basically I just talked my way out of it really quickly. And then, yeah. And then my girlfriend was annoyed at me that I didn't want to immediately restart the night.
She was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we went for it. Like, she was like, just come for here for a drink, right? We went in this bar, we sat down, and like, because I wasn't immediately happy, she was angry at me. Like, she was she was just a cunt. Like, so, yeah, fuck me. So, yeah, absinthe.
Wow.
That was the last time I drank absinthe, I think.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Oh. Yeah.
Is she a comedian? What's her name, Bev?
yeah that was a like I love Serbia, but like, yeah, it wasn't great company I was with. I stayed with her for 7 years.
Oh my god. After that
not after that, like another 3 years as well. Another about 3 years after that I was with her. Yeah, fucking hell.
Did that happen though when you first met her?
No, like that was in the middle, like, but she was always mental.
You still carried on?
Yeah, the thing was, right, I was young and she's she's really fit. So like that really got me through a lot. Like, it really, like, yeah, looking back, like, I'm not proud of myself during that time.
Wow.
Yeah, I think, like, you know,
that's why Fred West stayed with Rose West for so long.
Mate, I don't know if like, you know, she was the one dragging that couple
she was
down.
Fit.
Yeah. Thank you, Jake. She was. She just needed put in isolation. That was all.
Well, no, it's nice that shoe's on the other foot, because it's normally like women who fancy serial killers, isn't it, in general? Like, Jen, are you into serial killers and like murder things and
Ted
stuff?
Ted Bundy had that. Loads of women married him and killed
exactly,
him.
Exactly, yeah.
When I watched his documentary thing, it didn't make me go, oh, but I wish I'd been around then to at least get some shaft off him. That isn't how I saw it.
Ted.
Talking about, like, because you're all in relationships and stuff. Guess what has happened in lockdown for
what?
Me?
What?
So in like the first week of lockdown, somebody that I met once about 4 years
pimp.
Ago.
He's contacted you, and this is amazing.
No, it's not as good as that, actually. The story isn't as good as that would have been, so it's not actually worth telling.
You're not going to tell it now, are you?
No, come on, I want to know what's here.
Well, so a boy I met like 4 years ago once private messaged me about a week into lockdown and goes, do you want to go on a date when this is all over?
Yeah.
Like, we hadn't even been in touch since we met. But I was like, why not? It's quite hot. We chatted like every day for like a couple of weeks. And now he's gone. So I think I've like put him off just from my own
chat.
And the fact that for 4 years he went, oh, I really want to ask her out. And then when he did, we haven't even met each other. And he's like, it's a no, actually.
Oh,
I've been asked out and dumped without even meeting the person.
Has he actually dumped, or has he just not replied? Has it been a ghost?
He's ghosted me.
Yeah. I fucking hate that shit. Although, to be fair, I did accidentally do that to a few people because I'm scatty as fuck. There is the slight hope that he's just forgetful. That did genuinely happen with me all the time. Like, it was a film.
You know when I was at school, right, I was a virgin all the way through school, right?
You do surprise me.
You. Well, let's school.
Didn't we legally have to be?
I think, until college, you'd legally had to be, yeah.
Yeah. No one was interested in me, right? No one at school, because I had a shit afro, right? Because my mum was white, she didn't know how to cut the afro.
Oh, so no, mate.
She was like fucking all over the place. And I left school, and I started seeing a girl after school. And I was down a club 4 or 5 years later, and some girls come in, oh, Clayton, oh, from school and that. And she went, oh, do you remember at school? And I was like, yeah, I do. She went, oh. I said, quite a few girls I liked at school. They went, yeah, there was quite a few girls that liked you. And I went, like who? And they was like, oh, so-and-so, so-and-so. I said, I liked her. Yeah, but your reputation. I was a virgin. I didn't have a reputation. I shagged no one.
No, maybe that was the reputation, that you were a fucking virgin. I'm not going near that guy. Ugh.
Oh, went to his bedded in a bit.
Oh, mate, I did not have a romantic life at school. Like, at secondary school, I was not, like, an eligible guy. I blossomed, I would put it. Like, as a teenager, I was, like, a mosher, so I had, like, long, greasy hair, centre-parted, and, like, always wore a woolly hat and, like, a band hoodie. And, like, I went to Games Workshop every Saturday to play Warhammer. And then I was like, why don't women like me? Like, I was like a prototype incel before the internet. And then, like, I got to about, like, yeah, like, I lost my virginity when I was 17. But then when I got to uni was when I really blossomed. I was like, you know, I did that classic thing of, I'm in a new place. No one knows me. I will be cool now. Like, yeah, so, like, no one has...
I would tell a past of something that never happened. Did you just make up stories, Rob, to be cool?
Yeah, basically, yeah. No, like, I just didn't tell anyone anything. Like, and, like, you know, I just did enough drugs that people assumed I was cool. But, yeah, like, at secondary school, I got voted in the, like, at the, at, like, Leavers thing, like, an ironic award of most likely to marry a supermodel. And, yeah.
How's that going for you, Rob?
Well, my girlfriend's 6'1", blonde, dead fit. And she's a software engineer, so fuck off, school people. I'm an absolute top shagger, so fuck right off. Like, how about you at school, Jake? Dude, like, because you're cute. I reckon, like, were you like...
Isn't
he? Yeah, like, you're cute. Were you... But
what
but
is this?
Yeah, well,
Jake,
I...
Jake, do you want to do a threesome with me and Rob?
No, but, like...
Jenny, you can watch.
Did you, like, did girls like you at school?
Jenny.
I think the problem is, like, you two nailed it there, is that I used to hate it because I'd always get cute. So, like, right. I'd have, like, all my friends would be called fit and stuff. And then they'd be like, oh, Jake's so cute. And I was like, no one's after that guy. Not when you're at school.
Oh.
So I would
Jake,
always... Oh, go on. No, or
so
I was also really small.
It.
I would do what?
You'd hold the jacket while they were shagging. You were that cute guy.
Hold the jacket.
We're going to have sex now, Jake. Hold the jacket.
Oh, no, they'd wait till I'd gone home till they did me that business. Do you want to ruin my innocence?
Yeah.
I was really small when I was at school. So I remember when I was in year 10, we had the whole school had to line up to put us in high order, which just is going to, like, obviously that's going to, like, it's for bullying, basically.
Yeah. Time for Bobby to shine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure the kids will absolutely love this, find out who is the school.
Yeah.
So I was in year 10, so we had 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, sixth form. And me and my girlfriend at the time, Sammy Jo, we were the last two at the end. I was in year 10, and I was behind the year 7s. We were the last two. And
oh,
then I grew
no.
between GCSEs and sixth form. And so when I walked back into sixth form, I remember a girl called Natalie looking at me and she went, oh, hi. Went to introduce herself and realized it was me. I blossomed in
wow.
a summer.
Oh my God, that's like
yeah.
a movie.
Yeah.
That is like a movie.
See, I did the quick growing, but it didn't look good on me for a long time. Like, it took me a while to fill out. Like, I was like 6'5 when I was like, I think 14 or 15. Like, I was just huge. So,
yeah,
like, yeah, oh, man, crazy. Because, like, I'm skinny now, but back then, fuck me. I was just a bag
yeah.
of rakes. Like, you know, I would have been right at the other end of that, like, height scale thing, but it wouldn't have been good.
Maybe
so you just don't want to stand out.
Shouted.
What's that?
Rake!
It was just a really accurate diss. Yeah. She was just trying to
click halfway through the relationship. What does he remind me of?
Yeah. She was just trying to start a freestyle roast battle. Like, Jen, did you have boyfriends at school?
No, I'm still waiting to blossom, actually. still waiting for that little nothing. I just need some hormones to kick in, grow some tats. At school, I did have boyfriends, and I went out with like boys that were quite like popular and stuff. And then one boy I dated, I met up with him again. So I dated him in school, and I met up with him again like 2 years ago or something. We had a drink because we both live in London. And I said something to him. So although we went out when I was like 15 or 16, we never boned. And he dumped me. And I always assumed it was because I didn't put out. Not that like it really ever got to that point. It was like a weird
good reason to dump someone, though, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I was like,
after day three, enough, get like, the fuck out of here. Come on.
Fair enough. He wants to have boned by now. And so he dumped me, and I was like, well, fine, he's not for
you
me.
You make that sound so polite, Jen, then. Boned, you know.
So I was like, okay with it. And then we met up like 2 years ago, and I said to him, oh, yeah, you dumped me because like we didn't do it. And he was like, no, it wasn't that. It was because I couldn't stand, like, my friends were just taking the piss out of me so much for going out with you. And it was because I was, like, really sad. The word in... Don't feel sad now.
Turn this,
like,
Jen, I'll tell you.
Keep it light.
Fucking hell, this is like the first 10 minutes of Up. She's doing me in.
Yeah, I was like, I was too much in the like loser crew.
Oh, so mate.
He couldn't stand the mockery that he got from his pals, so he called it off, even though he fancied me.
Oh, fucking hell.
Why did he tell you the truth?
Because now...
That is a fair question, Jake.
I'll tell you why, because he really subscribes to the game now. So he now like loves a bit of like nagging.
Is it like the pickup artist shit?
Apparently, one of his current adult friends told me that.
Oh, that is fucking pathetic. Like it is, like being a virgin is way cooler than being a pickup artist. Like pickup artists are the lamest guys in the world. Like I met one once on a night out, and like he was trying to like buddy up to me. And like, because the thing is, like, I have spectacular game. I just do, right? It's a talent. I'm really good at it. So, like, I don't need your fucking tricks. I'm just charming. It's fine. But this guy, like, tried to buddy up with me. And he was like, right, I'm like a pickup artist. He's telling me all this. And he, like, bought me a drink. So I entertained him because I was in London and it was expensive. So it's like, I'll let you buy me a drink. And then he's like, right, come be like my wingman. And then he went off into the crowd and he started talking to women. But what he'd do was, like, he'd try and do, like, negs and stuff, but, like, just the clumsiness of it, like, it would just, like, say genuinely, like, insulting thing. The idea behind that concept, if you really want to get into it, is that you sort of, like, playfully tease someone. That's all it means. It means be funny. Yeah. But, like, just insult. And they'd be a bit horrified. And what I would do was, at some point, I would just, like, sort of, when he wasn't, like, able to hear it, I would just tell them what he was doing. And then we would all laugh at him whilst he was doing it. And it was fucking brilliant. Like, honestly, so pathetic. Like, yeah, just have a wank, lads. Jesus.
Yeah. Look, my wife comes from up north, and I met her on a holiday in Crete, okay? And when I met her, she used to come down to London to see me the first time, which nowadays doesn't seem like a big deal, but years ago, when there was no mobile...
Yeah, you had to go buy horse and carriage in those days, didn't you?
No mobiles. Good joke. She came down to see me. Do you know what? She had to ring her mum up, right, to say she was okay.
Send her a telegram.
Well, she was like,
mother, I'll send you a pigeon.
Rain it in. Send the pigeon. She had to ring her parents up to say that she was okay, right, because I was dodgy, so that was fair enough, right? And I remember being on the phone. She'd be talking like, yeah, yeah, mum, marathon. And then she carried on talking, right? And I'd be like, what was the marathon about? All right, no, it's a safe word my mum wanted to use. And I thought, at least put it in context, wouldn't you? Marathon.
And like, it would have been easy to put it in context back then, because that's, you know, the chocolate bars were still called that, weren't they?
Yes, they were. And it would change back, Rob, you'll see. Start a revolution. Snickers, what's that all about?
Mate, fucking hell, there we go. There's a fucking reference for all you lot, like, Jesus. Is that a campaign that anyone's going to get behind? Like, that's got an older average voting range than Brexit. Like,
marathon out. Marathon. All right, leave it. It's gone.
Yeah, it's like, get over it. It's changed. Things are different now. Like, you know, if your generation could get used to change, the world would be a lot fucking better.
You and all go back.
It's not going to all go back, Clayton. What do you mean it's all going back? What do you mean? We're going to go back to taking photos with, like, putting a blanket over our head. Like, like, what's going back? Old school's cool. Mate, like, you sound like you've come to my school to do a rap about not taking drugs. Like, fuck me.
Do you want me to do my Grange Hill Zamo rap?
Mate, you're like Steve Buscemi with a skateboard over his shoulder. Like, how do you do, fellow kids?
I've just realised that's Steve Buscemi.
You've just realised that's Steve Buscemi in that meme? Clayton, a meme is a thing on a phone that, like, a picture of people...
That's old school again. That's old school as well.
Yeah, I think he's just guesting in a show. Like, Steve Buscemi guests in a lot of things, doesn't he? So he's not got leading man looks, but, you know, boy, can he play a character.
No, but he's always there.
Yeah, he's always.
Oh, I didn't realize that was him. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you not recognize Steve Buscemi? Like, I'm not good at recognizing actors, but, like, Steve Buscemi only looks like Steve Buscemi. Like, there's not, like, anyone who's close, is there? It's not
Alexis
like.
Alexis Dubus.
All right, I stand corrected.
You know what we need to all watch? I shouldn't promote the show because we're losers at school. We all seem to have the same thing.
Yeah, surprisingly, all the comedians weren't the cool kids at school. Like, we what cool. a shock.
Have you seen Normal People, the series?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
I read the book and I've seen the first two episodes. Not brilliant. To be watched with your parents.
No.
Oh, is this the like, Irish... Is this the Irish shagging thing?
The kids come through either.
Is it like the Irish thing about shagging? Like my girlfriend's watching that, and like every now.
Basically, everyone's a loser.
Right, I just every now and again I walk into the living room, and it's like there's just the naked people on the telly. So like I've not been questioning it. Like, you know, I feel like let that vibe go around the house. Like, I'll let that ferment as much. I'm just like, I walk in and I'm like, okay, all right, I'm not gonna. And I know if I'm in there as well, if I walk in and watch it with her, like, I will ruin that by me sitting there going, huh? And like, just I can't help myself from saying dumb shit. So like, just leave you to that.
Is that her foreplay? You watch this. I've got some things to be getting.
Yeah, think about other people who are like sexy and that, and then.
and then when you realise you're in lockdown, come up to me.
Yeah. Like, you know, I've never been more secure. There's nowhere else she can go, even if she wants to, at the moment. Like, you know, I'm the only show in town, baby. you know, guys, this has been fucking great today. Like, this has been a really fun mix of people. Like, I've really enjoyed having you on. Like, genuinely, all of you, please come and do this.
Three white people and a black bloke. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, to be honest, you've upped mid ratio. No, I've had more than one ethnic on at a time, actually, on a few shows, Clayton. If you have looked through, I actually got tweeted by someone who complimented me on how mixed the bills have been. So go fuck yourself.
I'm doing
diversity properly. But like, what I find is if you do one where there's like everyone apart from me is brown, then you can get away with like four where it's just white guys. I'm joking. It's but like
how racist people get under the radar. I love it.
Mate, you don't get under the radar. I like fly over the radar. I just got like so much of it that people are like, this has to be a joke. Like this
Night Rider.
If this guy believes this stuff, he is in trouble. Although, to be fair, I was telling the story the other day, Clayton, of when I accidentally did a like Nazi biker rally, and I was with you. I gigged with you. Do you remember this?
Yeah, we did.
Right. I was trying, because basically we did this gig for a biker rally, and it was great. Like, the gig was nice. It's like an outdoor gig. We've done a few of them before. Like, the promoter who does them is great. I assume he's not like affiliated with this group that is sort of hire him to do the gigs.
Who is it?
You know who it is.
Rob, I'm so glad you started this story.
You know it is. He's one of my, look. I love the
I
guy.
Can't remember
he's,
who it was.
He's one of my favourite people, but I won't say his name because he often pays me in speed. So, like, So, but like, he's a fucking brilliant guy. But this rally, right? So we did the gig, and like, it was only when I had been on, and then Mick Ferry was closing. So me and Clayton had been on, and Mick Ferry was on. And that was when I noticed the backdrop of the gig, and I was like, Clayton.
Was it when I was on, Rob?
I think
when I come off.
Yes.
You said to me.
Yes. So I was
seen behind you, and I went no.
Yeah. Yes, it was when Clayton's asked. Yeah, so I was opening. I think I'd already been on. So then, yeah, I've got Clayton. Look at the backdrop. So there's this like, it's like eagle wings, and there's the logo of the group that we're performing for, like the Sons of Hell or one of those names. You know, it's like a biker gang name.
Yeah.
And like, it's like eagle wings with a skull, and then inside the skull is a swastika.
Oh my god!
Just a straight
up front of it. How you doing, everybody?
And they tagged us in photos on Facebook, right? They put photos on Facebook.
I like your boomerangs.
Yeah. Like, there's
hey, guys, you're raising money for a great cause here tonight.
There is a photo of me with a microphone in my hand pointing, like, my hand's up, like, in that photo, in front of a swastika that's on Facebook knocking about.
Wow.
I did a gig in a town. I'm not going to say the town because I don't want them coming at me. Right, it's in the north, and I did this gig, and I turned up, and it was like it was years ago. It was one of them nasty sportsman's dinner events, right? And there was like 300 people in this pub, and I turned up, and the woman went, "Here's the mic." There was no MC or anything; it was just me. "Here's the mic. Do what you do." Right. So I walked out, and at the back of the room, there's about 50 lads on chairs, and as I walked up with the mic, they turned their chairs around, right? And I thought, So I was like, "All right, lads, what's up?" And all this, not trying to chat to them. No one was just having a pit. They didn't even know comedy was on. So after about 20 minutes, I went, "Yeah, I knew you were going to say it, Rob. I bet they didn't."
Yeah, I was like, how long had you been on by this point?
2 hours. So, and after, I just went, "Oh, this ain't working. I've done 20 minutes. I had a laugh with some lads near me, whatever, and I finished the gig." So I went outside to text my missus to say, "Shit gig on the way back, blah, blah, blah." This bloke
marathon.
"I thought you were really funny, pal." I said, "Oh, cheers," he said. "But the problem is, it's the lads at the back of the room." And I said, "Why is that?" He said, "That's actually a BNP meeting." When I went back in to speak to the woman, she went, "Oh, no, I didn't know they were in tonight."
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like Ron Sill, say what you see, though. What the fuck is it? So I'm good for the BNP as well, so it's good.
Yeah, but like, thanks for giving them my contact details, mate. It's been been a valuable source of income. Oh, mate, could not give a fuck. I'm not a political act, mate. I wash my hands of it. I'm just doing dick jokes.
Send them a photo of you at the other gig, and you're in.
Here's my CV. I think you'll find this sufficient.
While you're in isolation, if BNP want to be my agent, I'd do it.
Are they even still going?
No, the BNP, I think, are done. But like, the thing is, right, what always happens with like racists in Britain is every few years they rebrand and everyone's like, "Oh my God, there's this scary new far-right threat." And like, they're called the BNP or the EDL or the Football Lads Alliance or the fucking Britain First or whatever. It's just branding. It's the same, right? 300 cunts. They just they get in a group, they fall out with the leader, they fragment into two, and then they fight, and then they all sort of disintegrate, and then like eventually a couple of years later, another dickhead starts it, and they all come back together. It's the same cunts, right? It's not like new people.
They're like the political Snickers.
Yeah, they're just wrapped. Do you reckon there's someone on the rally going, "You know what? I miss it when it was called the EDL. You know, we should go back."
It's
going
to
go back.
Yes,
it's
Clayton.
All
going to
go back.
Old school's
cool. Yeah. Hey, guys, right? Hey, yeah, old school's cool. Let's call ourselves the BNP, the National Front, yeah?
Jake, can I ask you a question, Jake? Can you remember?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can you remember when there weren't such a thing as racism?
I remember when there wasn't racism.
There wasn't such a word. There was no such word as pedo or racism.
Oh, what? When
it wasn't.
Are you sure? Or did you just not know them?
Say, like, "Oh, shut up, you black wanker!" Right? And the teachers go, "Come on, everyone, just sit down."
Yeah.
I'll be like,
"Oh,
oh yeah." Sorry, Clayton. I thought old school was cool. Sounds pretty racist in the old school, doesn't it?
The old school white's not cool. Old school black's cool.
Yeah, but like, white people have never been cooler. This is our coolest time in history.
Miller Ice. That was your coolest white bloke.
No, like these are the coolest white people ever. Like the people, like white people now, definitely. Like we're still horrifically uncool, but like comparatively, we're doing well. Like we're the best generation of men there has ever been, as well. Like we're still dog shit, but we're better than ever. And you know, I'd just like a little appreciation every now and again for most improved gender. I
think white people trying to be cool.
I'm just saying, as a straight white man, I think it's very difficult that I don't get the credit I deserve.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's getting emotional. Hey, mate,
yeah, guys, so that's why I'll be crowdfunding after this show. guys, we'll wrap it up just about here, I think. It's like, you've been so great, honestly. This has been a tonic, this. So please come back on, all of you, because I'm doing loads of these and I need fun guests. So please come back. But before we go, we'll go around and basically tell people where they can find you, plug anything you want to plug, just, you know, do what you need to do. So, Jen, tell them about yourselves, mate.
Please follow me on everything. My name is Jen Collier, and just Google me and pay my PayPal.
Lovely stuff.
Buy me a Ko-fi.
A Ko-fi, all those ways available. Mate, thanks so much for coming on. It's been genuinely
thanks
wonderful.
Hopefully see you again soon.
Definitely. Clayton, tell them about yourself, mate.
You can find me on Facebook, Clayton Jones Comedian. I do videos that, for black people generally,
white people. For like cool white people as well.
I do want to be a black comedian, but I've got no fucking choice there, so fuck it, where the money is, yeah.
Many a middle-aged comedian in your shoes has taken that path, mate. No one would blame you.
Middle-aged? Are you flirting?
I was trying to be pleasant.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram if you type my name. Yeah, Clayton Jones Comedian on Instagram. It's Clayton Jones, just the basic. Go on there, find me, follow me, and I'll follow you back and have a look at your pictures. What we're all doing.
Yeah.
Oh, your friends. Oh, some good pictures.
Yeah. Like, so just scrolling for a folder labelled holiday. That's all we're looking for. Clay, thanks, man. That's great to see you again as well. Yes, and I'll definitely come back on, Dave. And Jake, tell them about yourself, mate.
Oh, yeah, you can find me. I do stuff for white people.
BMP.
Yeah, you can find me, Little Lost Lad or Jake Lambert. Although, actually, what's happened is a new character has gone into Days of Our Lives called Jake Lambert. So I'm now getting a lot of middle-aged women in America following me on Twitter. So come and join.
Jackpot. Mate, that's great. Thanks so much for coming on. I definitely come back on, mate. Check these guys out. Just find their stuff. Everyone I'm having on these are really good comedians. I can't be arsed talking to people who aren't funny. So watch their clips. I endorse these people as comics. There you go. So check them out. I'm sure they've got loads of stuff you can watch.
Racist bloke. Rob's all right.
That's mate. That is entirely my vibe. That's how I like. It's very much. You've just nailed my brand. It's like, he keeps saying all these awful things, but I think he might be okay. I think that's basically what I'm going for. Yeah.
I guess, technically, you could say that everyone that's racist is all right. And that's their problem.
Hey.
He's coming out, isn't he?
There we go. Someone wants a gig on the MASH report. Right.
I just want to get into the black comedy circuit.
I never want to explain jokes. I just want to let everyone know watching that I meant as in they're all right because they're right wing. I'm not just saying they're absolutely fine.
No, they're correct. No, we knew what you meant, that they're absolutely 100% correct because that's what you believe. if you've watched this up to this point, there's been a thing going across the bottom. Basically, we are collecting donations for the Trussell Trust. They are raising money to feed people who need it right now. You know, it's a great thing to help out with. So there's a link below this. Chuck them some cash, right? Just it goes direct to them. Just do that. That's nice. So if you've got any money anyway, if you're skint and you're not working and all that, just enjoy this for free. Chill out. Don't feel bad. I'm hoping some rich cunt watches this and sorts it out for all of us. Right. But in the meantime, if you want some entertainment after this and you've not seen it yet, there'll be a link coming up up to my stand-up comedy special, Too Big to Fail. It's dead funny. I say loads of horrible things in that. I say some unforgivable things. That's why it's on YouTube, because no one else would have it. So give that a watch and subscribe to this tomorrow. I'm back at 4:20, as I am every weekday on this channel. Tomorrow, who have I got? What day is it? Friday tomorrow. So I've got Brennan Rees, Elliot Steele, and Mark Jennings. So that'll be lovely. See, I'm getting away with a bunch of white blokes tomorrow. Sneaking one through. No, it's just the comedy circuit is very undiverse when you get into it. but thank you very much for watching. This has been an absolute joy today. So yeah, I'll see you again tomorrow. This has been Living La Vida Lockdown. See you later, guys. Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.